Lydia, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. And just for reference point, you're 10 times more advanced right now than I was when I started playing for this church when I was 15 years old. Really, you did a great job and I appreciate it. Thank you. I've got a lot of things up here today. I have this with me today. We're going to use it in a few minutes, and you'll understand why. If I don't spill it, I'm trying not to. Let's just pray for a moment. Shakaya moko sotoro moki andai. Ikor shakaya moko sotoro moki atai. Ikor amoko siri amoki atai shakaya moko soto. Haro moko shoki akai sakaya moko. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is the best orchestra leader I've ever known in my life. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I did everything that I normally do to prepare, and I had nothing after hours of prayer, Bible reading, worshiping, playing the piano, nothing. On Thursday morning, I came down to the church because, why did I come? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. I came in and I was playing the piano. But before I left, I loaded all my stuff in the car. I took my computer in case the Lord gave me an inspiration of some sort. And he didn't while I was here. Let me back up just a little bit. About 3 or 4 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, I went to a service that Don and Audrey actually introduced me to, a church that starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, so it's a real convenient time. Sundays are long days for me, a lot of time, you know, after church is over. And so I thought I'd go over there, and the minister was somebody I hadn't heard before, a very good young man, and he was talking about various things and just sort of throwing things out there. And one of the things he said was he poured in the oil and the wine. And he was talking about the Good Samaritan. And I wrote that down. He poured in the oil and the wine. I thought nothing more of it. I put it in my Bible. Well, this Thursday morning, as I was loading my stuff in the car to leave, a little piece of paper fell out of my Bible onto the ground at the foot of the car. And guess what that piece of paper said? He poured in the oil and the wine. And I went home, and the Lord birthed this in my heart. And we are going to read out of Luke I can't even read this. The 10th chapter, the 33rd and the 34th verse, if you want to read those two verses. And the impact of that interpretation, thank you. I think you'll see at the end of the service, the end of the message, which is not very long, if I can get through it. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he, the victim, was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and he bound up his wounds, pouring in the oil and the wine. And he set him on his own beast, and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. The background of this is that a certain lawyer stood and proceeded to test and taunt Jesus, basically, trying to impress him with reading or reciting scripture about what he must do to be saved. And the Bible says that wanting to justify himself, the man pushed forward and said, "Well, yes, but who is my neighbor?" So basically, Jesus gave him a lesson on who your neighbor is by giving him this parable of the Good Samaritan. I learned a little bit about the Jericho Road, other than the fact that there's an old song about the Jericho Road where there's room for just two, and that's absolutely the truth. It is a very, very narrow little path on the top of a ridge, literally. Very narrow path. And it runs between Jerusalem and Jericho. On the Jericho side, it is 800 feet below sea level. On the Jerusalem side, it's 3,300 feet above sea level. Literally looks just like that. A path, really, and very, very steep and uneven and plagued by thieves who hid in the caves along the ridges there. It's said that a healthy person could walk that grade in 8 to 9 hours. So it was a steep, narrow incline. The travelers on this road in the parable that Jesus gave, we only know that a certain man, a no-name, unimportant nobody, was traveling down the road, so he was coming from the Jerusalem end to the Jericho end, when he fell among thieves who robbed him and beat him, and as Jesus said in the parable, left him half dead. The next traveler was a religious priest. It's estimated that Jericho had 12,000 priests at that time, and they used this road to travel between Jericho and Jerusalem to go to the temple to do their ministering. The responsibility of the priest was to declare the good news of salvation, officiate at the temple sacrifices, and teach the laws of God. Unfortunately, this priest had no good news for this victim, and he crossed the road to avoid even eye contact with him. The next traveler was the Levite, descended from the tribe of Levi, who was the third son of actually Jacob and Leah. The Levite's principal role in the temple included singing psalms of praise, construction and maintenance on the buildings, and guarding the temple. The Levites also served as the principal teachers and judges in maintaining the cities of refuge. Get the symbolism there. This poor man, the victim of the thieves, left to die The Levite had no song and certainly no city of refuge to take him to. So both we see here in this parable, both religion and law failed this man. And along comes the Samaritan. The Jews teach that the Samaritans originated in the northern kingdom of Israel, so that when the 10 tribes split and separated from Judah, they started to accept the foreign beliefs. They intermarried, so they were half Jew, half Gentile. And in other words, the Samaritanism originated when the Israelites departed from the covenant. And it would be an understatement to say that the Jews disdained the Samaritans. This Samaritan had nothing to lose. He was already hated. The Dake's commentary says that the despised often show deeds of mercy and compassion because the rejection works kindness and compassion in the soul. I believe that. This man silently, even perhaps unknowingly, taught the gospel message over the loudness of the pretense of religion and the law. He also had the means to help, because the scripture says that he poured in the oil and the wine. Who travels on a road like that with oil and wine? I'm scared to death I'm going to dump this 1 ounce. But this man did. Not only that, he had clean cloths to bind his wounds, and he placed him on his own animal, which means he had to walk. And of course, we know that the Samaritan took the 2 silver coins out of his bag and gave it to the innkeeper. By the way, on the summit of the incline, there was a flat spot, and that's where the inn was. So this man's traveling down, and he brought him to the inn at the summit there, where it began to level out a bit. So the Samaritan took the 2 silver coins to pay the innkeeper with a promise to repay more if he should have to spend more. And by the way, this is where Franklin Graham gets the title for his foundation, Samaritan's Purse, from the Samaritan taking his coins out. So why did the man pour in the oil and the wine? Well, physically, wine was often used to treat wounds externally and internally as an anesthetic to block pain. It was given in childbirth to ease mother's pain, and Jesus was offered wine. If you recall in the King James, I believe it says vinegar, same thing in intent there. It was a fermented thing to dull his pain. But because it contained alcohol, wine was also used as an antiseptic to cleanse and disinfect wounds. But you can imagine if your grandma or your grandpa ever painted your knees with, what was that called, that red stuff? Burned like fire. You can imagine that this poor man now was burning from the addition of the wine to disinfect and clean up his wounds. Spiritually, of course, the wine symbolizes the cleansing blood of Christ. Jesus himself said in Matthew 26, verses 27 and 8, that when he took the cup and gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Thank you, Jesus. The oil, however, as we know, was used for many purposes, not the least of which was cooking. In medicinal cases, it was used to soothe and coat the skin, as it provided an immediate barrier to block out external debris, dirt, germs, bugs that would have fed on the open wounds. We know that the healing oils are referenced often in Scripture. This is why they were given to Jesus at his birth. Myrrh, for instance, was used for childbirth extensively. In Revelation 22, John describes the crystal river flowing down the streets of heaven, with the trees on either side bearing fruit and whose leaves were for the healing of the nations. I've been praying this week ever since I began, since Thursday, studying this out. Lord, if we ever needed the healing of the nations, it's today. Send us the leaves of the tree, Lord, for this nation. Spiritually, of course, we know that the oil symbolizes the presence of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 61 and 1 says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring the good news, and this is prophetic of Jesus, of course, the good news to the afflicted, and he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim the liberty to those captives and freedom to the prisoners. And in Acts 10 and 38, it says that you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. I can imagine that this victim felt a great deal of shame. After all, here he was a Jew, a citizen. He belonged, and yet none of his people were there to help him, to protect him. And though he owed his very life to the Samaritan, can you imagine how he must have struggled explaining this to other people? Who helped you? You let somebody from Samaria pay for your care? You know, we learned in Sunday school that the three C's of the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring comfort to the mourners, convict and convince men of sin. I believe this oil poured in symbolizes a beautiful spiritual work taking place in all of these players. Healing those sinful traditions and prejudices of the Jews that God is so not pleased with. Perhaps birthing a friendship between the two men and their families through the healing. I can imagine that the work of the Holy Spirit was evident to those around them, so that now they could be used in their worlds as agents of change, to eradicate that kind of prejudice, and to help heal the hurt and rejection of those who had been hurt by it. The Bible doesn't tell us anymore. It doesn't elaborate on this. It was a parable. But I know that in any situation where the Lord is invited, he comes and he begins his work. As I was preparing for this, I kept singing over and over the last line of "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." It says, "Oh, for grace to trust him more." Because today, right now, at this very moment, I need that grace to trust him more, because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to show up He already has. He's here. I can tell you that. I feel like a driver at the airport holding up a name sign of the passengers that they're going to pick up. It says Holy Spirit, in case you can't read it from far back. It says Holy Spirit. And I'm saying, here we are, Holy Spirit. Here we are. We're your passengers. Come pick us up. Come grab us and put us in your vehicle. Take us with you, the Holy Spirit. Jesus used in this parable a mix of oil and wine. And if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So I mixed a little bit together. Never done this before, never even seen it. As a matter of fact, as I did it, I thought, if this is not wine, it's grape juice, excuse me, representative of the wine. I guess that would be a first, wouldn't it? I think if you put some salt and pepper in this, it would make really good salad dressing. But that's not what we're going to use it for today. I'm going to anoint myself with this. And I'm going to ask anyone else in the congregation who would like to be anointed with this oil and the representative of the wine, the moving of the Holy Spirit, the cleansing blood of Christ on you, on your loved ones, come forward and let's spend a time of prayer today. And if you can't come forward, I'll bring it to you gladly. And I'm just gonna, touch it to me. And this is my prayer. You can start coming, it's fine. I'll come down there. And Andrew, I think when I come down there, you'll need to turn this off, right? Because it won't be picked up on the, or should I take it with me? Take it. Whatever your reason for coming, it doesn't matter. Illness, protection, fear, harm, rejection, whatever the reason is, the same Holy Spirit is here to minister. Soothing, the oil is soothing. And then the other thing is, I want the Lord to prepare me to bless my neighbor. My neighbor, this is running, like the Aaron's, down Aaron's beard. My neighbor is Chinese. She's a beautiful lady. She's been in Taiwan for about a month, almost a month. She's coming home tomorrow, and her husband, they don't live here anymore. They have the house, but they don't live here anymore. They live in the mountains in Sonora. And her husband texted me yesterday and said, Debbie, don't go to my house. Joyce is going to be there. She's been in Taiwan for a month, and she's very, very, she's not sick, but she's very afraid that she might carry a germ to someone, and she doesn't want anyone to come around. I'm going to prepare a gift box for her, basically. And I'm going to take it to the house and put it on the front porch and leave it there for her. I'll text her. I have her phone number and his too, and let her know that it's there. Pray that this would be a ministry to her. She's been Buddhist all of her life. He is not. And she has just started going to church with him in Sonora, but she knows nothing about it. But she recognizes love, because everybody does. Pray that I can minister to her through this. Whatever things that I can put in it, she's going to be there a long time by herself. And I just want it to be a ministry to her. I also want to pray that this anointing helps me, like the Samaritan, pay it forward for someone else in need. The Lord's been so good to me. I've not shared this with anyone because it's fairly private. Jim had life insurance that he'd had for a long time, and the premiums kept going up and up, and he decided that he was going to get a different one and cancel it. Is this okay? And he got sick just about the time that he was going to cancel the one and go with the other. So he let both of them ride. So there were two life insurance policies. I want the Lord to help me to bless the right way. Just because we give, the Lord blesses a cheerful giver, and I love to give. But I want to do it to someone who needs something. And I'm praying that the Lord would lead me in that. So that's one of my prayers and one of the reasons I wanted this anointing. And obviously to learn what I'm doing here in this role. You've been so gracious, so gracious. I thank you so much. But as the interpretation this morning said, it's his church. It's certainly not mine, it's his. And he knows how to lead it. So we're gonna just pray. I'm gonna lay hands on anyone who wants. I don't know how I can do this. Don, would you come and help me? Get that napkin there, because I probably. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I knew when I saw the piece of paper laying on the ground that this was going to be a special time. I could have left out everything I said and just talked about the oil and the wine only, because that's what the Lord had really impressed upon my heart. But it doesn't hurt to learn the other stuff as well, I think. So I am just going to go down the line and anoint and pray. I'll start with you. Can you hold it? Father, Yamakoshoramakiadai. Yamako Shiamako Sanda Yamako Yata Yamako Si. Oh, Lord, you've called from deep. You've given desire. You've given talent. You've given knowledge, Lord. I pray that you would lead every footstep, every word that proceeds out of Don's mouth, Lord, would be for your glory and for your leadership purpose that you've placed on him. Meet every need, every desire, Lord Jesus, from the depths of his heart that he praise you, Lord. He is a praise to you, Lord, and I thank you for him. Bless him now, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord. Okay, you can wipe it off if you want. I hope I can do this. Father, I thank you for this precious, precious, precious lady. Lord, you've given her a beautiful gift of encouragement. And now, Lord, I ask for this oil and this wine to encourage her. God, that you would shore her up with your wings, Lord. Under your wings she shall abide, Lord Jesus. Give her peace in the night. Give her a song in the morning, Lord. And let her light shine before the men and women that she comes in contact with. In your precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Frida. I see. Oh, Lord, I pray for an infusion of your power. Lord, I pray for an infusion of your purpose and your will in her life. Meet every need in this body, Lord Jesus. Meet every need that she has, Lord. You are our sufficiency, O Lord. We need no other but you. Your word says that you will be our all in all. And we ask, Lord, that you meet every need, every desire, Lord Jesus. Give her strength, peace, and joy in your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Jane. I thank you for her life and her light that's in her, Lord Jesus. The legacy of her parents, Lord, lives bright and shining in her. God, I thank you that she's a light to her family that doesn't know you. And I pray, Lord, you know, I've prayed many prayers for the coming in of this family, Lord. Draw them to you, Lord Jesus. Your will, your word, and your love is stronger, Lord, than anything that we can do or say. I pray that you birth it in their spirit, birth it in their hearts. Now, today, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that she sees, that she can see the working of the Holy Spirit in their lives. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Lord, I thank you for this precious lady. I thank you for Janet, Lord. I thank you for the love that she's had for you her whole life. I thank you that she doesn't let anything deter her, that she's true to you, Lord. And I pray that you would meet every need that she has. I pray, Lord, that you would take care of any need, any issue, Lord Jesus. Most of all, I pray that you would gather her family into your fold. Lord, this is the cry of her heart, and I pray, Lord, that you would honor this and bring them in, that she would see starting today, Lord, starting this very day, a softening in hearts, a softening, Lord Jesus, an acceptance of your will in their lives. And I ask it in your name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Brother Arton. I thank you for his love and dedication to you, Jesus. I pray, oh God, you would be with him these months that he's here, Lord, and make every arrangement work to your glory. Step by step by step, Lord Jesus, as he's walking this life, as he's walking this path, Lord, to move, to be with family, which we so appreciate, Lord. We want him to be with his loved ones, though we will miss him so terribly here. I pray that you make it easy. Lord, I pray that you make it clear. I pray that you open every door that you would have him to walk through and close those that you do not want him to walk through. Make it easy in his mind, Lord, that he trusts in you. You are his God and his champion. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'll come back there in a few minutes. Father, I thank you for Becky. Oh, for such a friend as this, Lord, I thank you. For the love and the joy that she has in her heart. Lord, I just pray that you would anoint her to minister to her kids and her husband. God, that she would be seen as a beacon of your light and your love. Oh, God, that they would be softened and brought to you, Lord. The things that we cannot do, Lord, is where you begin with your power. We do not have the ability. We are out of our own fleshly capability. But Lord, you are the one. It is your power and your spirit, and we send it forth in Jesus' name to prepare their hearts. Yes, Ikaya Moko Shora Moko Yatandri Aiki. And Lord, I pray for the gifts within her to come out. I release them, Lord, in your spirit. Now, Lord, we release them in your name. Shaya mokosor ramokiatai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't get it. Father, I pray for Bridget. What a beautiful, sweet, precious soul. God, I pray that you would anoint her for her ministry at work, her ministry at home, and make the pathway that she walks very, very solid. Father, I pray for her body, that you would cleanse her body of impurity, that you would strengthen her immunities, that you would give her strength in her body that she has never known in her lifetime. God, that it's a supernatural strengthening, that it is not of anything that we do, not what we eat, not what we surround ourselves with in this environment, but that it is the power of God that dwells in her, that comes forth and gives strength to this body in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm so thankful for Lydia and her willingness to be used of you. Lord, I know that she's put forth the work. She's done the practicing. She's done the effort. And now I pray, God, for the anointing. Oh, Holy Spirit, that you would bring the anointing of this oil and wine, Lord, to her life. Let her know that she's led by you. Every song that she picks is because you've laid it on her heart. Everything she learns is because you've led her to learn it, Lord. Give it to her easily, Lord, that she doesn't have to work for it, but it's because of the anointing on her life. And use her mightily in this, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Teresa. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for her. She's so open before you, Lord Jesus, and I just pray right now, Lord, that you give her a double portion, Lord Jesus. I ask it in your name. Shama kayama kosoro mokiatai, ikoro mokisanda yamoko shai. Oh, Lord, that she knows beyond a doubt that you are in control of her life and her children, and her husband, Lord, and their spouses, and her grandchildren. We claim them all in Jesus' name to come in, to come in. And we see it beginning in this day. In this day, we proclaim it, prophetically proclaim it, because it is your will, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the protection and the health preservation that you've given my dad. I thank you, Lord, for his life. He's been a stalwart. You've given him a gift of helps. He's helped so many people, and I thank you, Lord. Continue the strengthening in his body. Continue the wisdom, Lord. And in the night times when he's not sleeping, I pray, Lord, that his mind is stayed upon you and that you would give him rest and peace. In Jesus' name, we ask these things, Lord, because you tell us to ask you. You are capable, Lord. And we ask these things of our Heavenly Father now in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm so thankful for Andrew and his love for you. I'm thankful for his love for this church. And God, I pray that you would give him an anointing like he's never known in his life. An anointing to take your word to his people, to his family, to his job, and that they accept his word. Lord, that it is not rejected, but that it is accepted, Lord. Fallow ground, Lord. Churn up the ground. Churn up the hearts, Lord Jesus, that they are open and willing and accept as he's leading souls to you. Give him your anointing, Lord. Holy Spirit, fall upon his life, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we ask it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for Claire. I thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in her life already. And God, I pray for an anointing. Oh, shatayamoko sotoramoki andai. Ikayamoko shuramoko. A breath of air, Lord. I feel it in my spirit. A breath of your Holy Spirit on her life, Lord. Let it shine through her in everything she does. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Touch Evan's finger, Lord Jesus. Heal it and take away any pain in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this precious, precious boy. Lord, I pray that your anointing fall upon him from his head to his feet. Show him, Lord Jesus, what it is that you have for him to do in this lifetime. Lord, he is a strong boy. You've given him strength like his father and his grandfather, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you give him strength of heart. Strength of character, Lord. Grow him into the precious tree that you would have him to be for you in Jesus' name. Cover him, Lord, with your protection. Cover him, Lord, with the Spirit of God from the top of his head to the bottoms of his feet in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for Audrey. Oh, God, I thank you for her. I thank you, Lord, that she's loved you since she met you, literally, when she was a teenager here. I thank you that her fervor has not let go. And I pray, God, that you would continue to use her. Oh, Lord, open the doors of the steps that she can take to be led by you, Lord Jesus. Show her those doors. I see a hallway full of doors, Lord, that she is capable of opening and going through because you've called her into those doors. Lord, I pray that you would make those doors clear. Let her see them, Lord, in her sleep. Show her the ways to open the doors, the key to open those doors, Lord Jesus, in your name, in your name. Oh, shamakaya moko so, iria moko shiria moka satai. Oh, those doors, Lord, in your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Joyce. What a precious soul. God, she wants to be used of you. This is why she's in a caretaking role, and I pray, God, that your peace. Oh, Lord, your peace, I feel it sitting on my shoulders, Lord, would just be imparted to her, Lord, and that the people she cares for, senses your peace through her. Let it just flow through her, Lord. The peace and the calm, Lord. There's no anxiety, there's no fear, there's peace and calm in you, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you meet every need. I pray that you open the door that she walks through and closes those that you do not want her to walk through. Make this path clear. I know that she has decisions that she's making, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that you give her the wisdom of God. Your word says to ask of the wisdom of God, and that you would give it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Nancy. The oil and the wine is already on her life, Lord. I'm thankful that you brought her here. I'm thankful for her heart of ministry, Lord, that she's not afraid. She's not fearful to go to those that we may not have the knowledge of how to reach, but she does, and she's not fearful, Lord. Thank you for her boldness. Thank you for her creativity. And Lord, I pray that she would be a light shining in a dark place, Lord, that those round about her sees, that they are drawn to it like a bug to a light, Lord. Let them come to her. Let them see her and say, I want what she has. Lord, let her light just shine out from where she is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, Michael, okay, Clay, no, okay. Can I come back to here? Will this come? Oh, Father. As I was praying for Sister Watson the other night, oh, I'm so thankful for her. She's been in my life so many years. She's been definitely, her and Brother Watson, the greatest two influences of my Christian walk. I love her so much, Lord, and I know you do too. And the prayer that I was praying was, oh God, that you make her last days easy. Oh, God, that you make it easy on her. Lord, that you've just done so much through her and for her, Lord. I pray that you give her peace and ease in these days, Lord. Guide her feet and strengthen her feet and her legs, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your name. We ask it in your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor your name, Jesus. We honor your name. Oh, God, I thank you for Henry. He's known me my whole life, Lord. Not many people can say that. But God, I pray right now that you would give him clarity of mind, that you would give him strength in body. I pray, Lord, that God, that his plumbing parts all work. I pray that you open them up. I pray that you drain them out. In Jesus' name, Hataya Mokoshanda Ramokosatai. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a draining, a complete draining in his body, Lord Jesus. All of the impurity, every bit of it, flush it out in Jesus' name. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless him. Keep him, Lord. Round about him, Lord. Surround him, Jesus, that he knows you're there. In your precious name. Shakaya moko soro moki andri, I see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think that's... get him in a minute. my son, I speak to you. I have called you from a deep place. I have put my call on your life. You know it and I know it because I put it there. God says that you are my son. I will direct your paths and I will lead you in the places you should go. Trust in me, for I will lead you. I will be your light, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Andrew and his dedication. Thank you, Lord, for the quietness that he has, that he worships you in the quiet times, that he leads people to you in the quiet ways, Lord. I thank you for this, for not everyone is loud. Some are quiet, and Andrew has a quiet, peaceful, beautiful spirit. Use him mightily, Lord Jesus, in your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't even know what to say except thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are in control. Thank you, Lord, that you have us in the palm of your hand. Oh, I praise your name. I praise your name. I felt the presence of the Lord from the moment I stepped behind that pulpit. I knew that this was going to be either a mighty, mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this place, and I feel that's what it has been. Or I'd be like the guy standing at the airport with the sign looking for someone. But he's here. Thank the Lord he's here. Let's stand. We'll just dismiss. You can stay as long as you'd like. Oh, Jesus. Andrew Sundarasan. God is not through with you. He has not left you. He is in control. And you are right to stay in the Word and stay focused on Him. He will lead you the way He wants you to go. Whether that is to take the word to India or whether it is to come here, he will reveal it to you. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your presence today. I'm so humbled in your presence today, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence and your spirit, Lord, that goes before us. Lead us out of here today, Lord, with joy in our hearts, peace in our minds, and the knowledge that you are walking every step in front of us and that we follow your footsteps. Go with us today. Protect us, Lord. Keep us in your care and your protection. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.